Bad Town's number one for hits in hip hop, 93.1 Jams. Fusion in the afternoon.
Mono with mono, person to person.
It's just conversation.
One on one with Fusion.
Going one on one today with Young Pudo. What's going down, fam?
Going on, man. How you doing today?
Doing good, man. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And man, I gotta say, like, this is feeling like your time, my man. A couple of really big hit singles this year.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me, man. You know, feels good, bro. It feels good.
So you're from Houston, right?
Nah, I'm originally from Orange, Texas.
Okay, well, you're Texas boy, man. So what's it like at the music scene out there? It's really competitive, isn't it?
In Texas, not so much competitive. It's just like, I wouldn't say competitive. I would say it's just a lot going on. A whole lot, everybody trying to do, you know, the same thing, reach the same goal all at once, you know, on their own time and instead of working together. Not so much as being competitive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense, man. I mean, that kind of describes our local community here too, man. But, you know, like in Texas, like the music kind of has its own culture, you know, compared to other locations in America, you know?
Right, yeah, that's facts.
Man, but you seem to persevere and push through and been one of the, you know, shining stars to come up out of Texas, man. And I got to say, man, I really love that single Drop that you put out, you know, end of last year, man. That was a banger.
I appreciate it, man. Yes, sir. Shout out to Ice Cube for clearing that sample for me. He hasn't cleared the sample in like over 20 years, so that was definitely big for me. And then, you know, just the vibe to it was just that down south feel, west coast feel, kind of mixed together, you know. It was definitely one of those ones for me, you know.
I think that really turned a lot of people's heads your way, like, wow, not only did he get that cleared, but like, this is a dope track too, man. You got some bars.
For sure. Bars is definitely something I'm gonna always have in my music. So, you know, I'm gonna have the fun records, the club bangers, the radio records, and in the midst of it all, the fun records, you're gonna hear some bars in there for sure.
Yes, sir, man. So fast forward 23, you've got a brand new single that's popping off with Angelica Vila and A Boogie, man. Already know, like, I'm loving this vibe, man.
Yes, sir. You know, I wanted to get my grown and sexy on one time. Do something for the ladies too. I got dropped, that's for the ladies too, but this is kind of more, you know, on the leg vibe.
Yeah.
It's smooth, you know, relaxed. And so definitely wanted to do that. When I heard the beat, I felt like it was the perfect opportunity for me to go forward on that one. So yeah, another classic sample, the 112. Whole vibe, bro. I was in Atlanta just recording music. Shouts out to my guy Jerz and the pros. They're the ones who produced the track. And when I heard it, I was already a fan of the original 112 record. I was like, oh yeah, this is it right here. And just got the vibe into it. I put the first verse down. Shouts out to my label, it's a 10. They made the suggestion to get Angelica Vila on it. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go for it. When he came back, it sounded amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just kind of pieced it together. We were talking back and forth, like, who could we get on the end? And I wanted to go with another type vibe, another type feel, like that angelic, the melodic feel, I mean. And A Boogie had came up in conversation, which we had already talked about doing some work with him. So that was another perfect opportunity to make that happen. Sent him the record. He vibed with it. He loved it. Sent it back. And it was up from there, you know what I mean? Just kind of pieced the record together and it came out beautiful, you know what I mean?
Man, super dope. It's super vibes, man. Like, and Angelica Vila, like, blessed it just right, you know what I mean? Like, she hit that perfect, man. I think she's got a bright future ahead of her, man. Like, she keeps belting up them hits like that.
Yeah, most definitely, bro. She is so talented. Her time is definitely coming. And, bro, like, the music is just... It speaks for itself because I have never heard of her before we had put it on. Like, I heard of her, but I just haven't tapped into her music. So I knew she had an amazing voice. When she sounded back, that made me just want to go, you know, dig deeper into the music and just check out her catalog. And I was just mind blown, like, wow, you know what I mean? But yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, man, she holds it down. I think I met her in like 2019 or 2020. Like, she had that More in the Morning single, and it was just popping. and like, you know, Fat Joe was co-signing her. So, you know, man, this is a good combination. And A Boogie doing his thing, man. Like, congrats. Nice combo on that, man.
I appreciate it, man.
So you've been doing tons and tons of singles, man. Can we look forward to something bigger, to an EP, to an album? Is there any possibility?
Project is on the way. It's called Vivid Pictures. Everything is done. But the thing is like, I record so much music on a daily basis, like anything can get replaced or added on to. So we looking at, you know, a good 13-track project, Vivid Pictures. And I don't have a due date for it just yet, but we trying to hopefully do something like by the end of the summer. You know, if not the end of the summer, somewhere around there. But yeah, I definitely have a project and a body of work for you guys to check out.
I'm anxious, man, because you know you've got your own unique vibe that you put out between Drop and Already Know, but you know I want to see like what's deeper in there. You know what I mean?
Bro, it's a song for every emotion. It's a song for every mood. You know, like I said, it's fun. It's bars. It's fulfilling. You know what I'm saying? It's emotional. It's definitely the connection. It's music. I call it Vivid Pictures because it's something that you can not only hear but see and feel at the same time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it puts you in that mode, puts you in that space to where you can relate to what I'm saying to, or even just, you know, relate to how you go about things in life. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those ones that
I dig that, man. So if anybody that's out there in this game right now that you could work with, who would you want to get the next collab with?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, man. You got to get one of those two because he's going to probably dip out the game here soon, man. He's done everything.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely want to get that feature in.
Man, that'd be epic. Epic feature, man. I guess one more last question for you here, man. I'm going to let you get up on your way. I support tons of independent music. I have an all indie music show on our station. And I was wondering if you, Puda, could offer any advice to up-and-coming artists that might help them level up their game.
For sure, man. You really want to level up, first thing you got to do is keep God first. You know what I mean? Man, you want to level up some more, you got to be yourself. And you keep leveling up, man, you got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? No stops, be consistent. You know what I'm saying? Hard work, pay off. Just keep going. Let's go.
That's what's up, man. That's some great advice. I appreciate that.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy, Young Puda, and you know who I'm rocking with. My boy, DJ Fusion. Let's go.